20 years later, somebody finally read my papers and started recognizing that this maybe was interesting.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. If you're just tuning in, here's the deal. Every weekday, we're telling the stories of women from throughout history who you may not know about, but definitely should. Each month has a theme, and this month we're talking about STEMinists. Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics are dramatically male-dominated fields. That said, there are an extraordinary number of forgotten women who should be remembered for their contributions to those fields throughout time. We're bringing their stories to life. Today's STEMinist has been deemed the queen of carbon science for her pioneering work in the fundamental properties of carbon. She was the first woman appointed professor and professor emerita of physics and electrical engineering at MIT, and she helped to kickstart the field of nanotechnology. We're talking about the one and only Mildred Dresselhaus. Mildred Spiewak was born on November 11, 1930, in Brooklyn, New York. She was the daughter of Polish-Jewish immigrants. Mildred grew up in the Bronx and was a gifted violinist. She went to high school at Hunter College High School and got her undergrad degree at Hunter College in 1951. She majored in math and physics and almost completed a third major in chemistry. She then received a highly prestigious Fulbright Fellowship for postgraduate studies at Cambridge. At the time, women who excelled in the sciences often became lower-level science teachers. Mildred was counseled not to do so by future Nobel Prize winner Rosalind Yalow and decided instead to continue her education. In addition to completing her Fulbright, Mildred also got a master's degree from Harvard University and a PhD from the University of Chicago. In Chicago, Mildred, who often went by Millie, met Jean Dresselhaus. The two married and had four children. With her doctorate in hand, Mildred decided to continue her career in higher education. She taught at Cornell University before moving to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. It's really exceptional that as a woman in science in the mid-20th century, Mildred taught at such prestigious universities. She was hired as a visiting professor of electrical engineering in 1967 and received tenure at MIT just a year later. She was the first woman to do so at the institution and was the first woman to be appointed to the role of MIT Institute Professor in 1985. That's an honor that's been held by some of the greatest minds of our time. All in all, Mildred had an illustrious 57-year career at MIT. She spent most of that time studying the properties of carbon and other electroconductive materials.
So carbon turned out to be an extremely interesting system, and it also turned out to be a system that nobody else cared about for many years, so I had it to myself.
Her research is difficult to understand because of its complexity, but at its most basic, Mildred studied carbon in all its forms, including its electronic energy structure. Among the many facets of her work, she tested out the properties of carbon when interwoven with other materials. For example, if you stitch carbon and an alkali metal together, it becomes a superconductor. Mildred was also the first to come up with the idea of rolling a single layer of carbon atoms into a hollow tube, or what we know today as a nanotube. It's a primary component of nanotechnology. Mildred was also known for her work on graphite. Her production of a very thin graphite has allowed portable electronics to be added everywhere, from clothing to cell phones. Suffice it to say, today we are surrounded by manifestations of Mildred's work. Mildred received innumerable honors, including the National Medal of Science and the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
And her influence is all around us, in the cars we drive, the energy we generate, the electronic devices that power our lives. A new generation walking the path that Millie blazed.
Around the year 2001, Mildred was appointed director of the Office of Science at the U.S. Department of Energy. Several physics theories bear her last name. In addition to cultivating her own success, Mildred was dedicated to supporting other women in STEM. She co-organized the Women's Forum at MIT in 1971 to talk about women in science and engineering. She called science an endless frontier. Her genius was also recognized in a General Electric ad campaign asking, what if female scientists were celebrities?
Yes, queen.
What if Mulie Dresselhaus, the first woman to win the National Medal of Science and Engineering, were as famous as any celebrity?
At WMN, we think they should be. Mildred passed away on February 20th, 2017, at the age of 86.
I should thank Science Society for giving me this nice life.
Tune in tomorrow for the story of another incredible STEMinist. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow. This week of Encyclopedia Womanica is sponsored by General Assembly. General Assembly has impacted over 100,000 careers through training in today's most in-demand skills. These days, leveraging technology is vital for any company's success. General Assembly is arming individuals and teams today with the skills they need to be the STEMinists of tomorrow. Check them out at ga.co.